To Canberra now, where there's a sea of red outside Parliament House. The forecourt is covered in hundreds of thousands of handmade poppies. The flowers have been laid out to commemorate the centenary of the signing of the armistice that ended the First World War. Stephanie Boris was there to watch the installation come together.
With a large broom in hand, Philip Johnson is sweeping outside Parliament House, but he's not cleaning. He's using the broom to flatten out a large carpet of handmade red poppies.
This has been really, really complicated to try to get it here, and we've got to respect the architecture, we've got to respect the history of the site.
270,000 poppies have been laid across the Parliament House forecourt, each flower made with love and care, knitted or crocheted by people from Australia and overseas. Philip Johnson was tasked with designing the installation.
These individual poppies actually have been attached by hand to a net system. Also, the winds that we get, especially here on the forecourts, we've had to have like a weight solution designed.
Just a few metres away, Margaret Knight is crouching over a section of the poppy carpet, carefully connecting each flower to the next with a tagging gun.
Making sure we're overlapping the poppies wherever we've got joins to make it look like it's just one big, massive piece.
The installation is 100 metres long and 10 metres wide. It includes every colour of red you can imagine, and the middle of the colours vary. Some have buttons, others sequins.
We never get sick of saying to each other as we're working, "Oh, come and look at this one."
The installation at Parliament House marks the end of a five-year project for Margaret Knight and her sister-in-law, Lynn Berry. The pair started knitting flowers to pay tribute to their fathers who fought in World War II. But as Lynn Berry explains, the project soon grew.
We were originally going to make 120 poppies to honour their service. And by the time we'd actually got our 120 poppies together, we'd garnered a lot of interest from a lot of different people.
Since 2013, more than 1 million poppies have been made. People from across Australia have volunteered their time, including Rana Wilson, who drove up from Victoria to help with this installation.
Just tidying and zooshing, as we say, making them sit up a bit and look, put their faces to the sun.
Rana Wilson says the poppies have been used in different installations, not only in Australia, but also in London and France.
They've got more frequent flyer points than I have. They've been everywhere.
The poppy carpet runs from the building down to the water feature and then to the road. Lynn Berry says she hopes people take the time to reflect when they visit Parliament House.
Well, for us it's always been about the remembrance aspect of it. There's pride mixed with sorrow and grief.
As the final touches are placed on the poppies, visitors stop to take in the sight.
It's the most beautiful thing, and it's so detailed.
The variety of colours and shades
certainly brings it home. The feeling that you know that this represents people that have been lost in past wars.
The installation has been laid out in time for the centenary of the signing of the armistice that ended the First World War. It will be on display until next Sunday.
Stephanie Boris reporting.